This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Feel like you're drinking from a fire hose of things going on right now. It's just like unbelievable. I'm still processing Hillary Clinton's comments. You know? Saw a comment on our Facebook page. And by the way, the Sonny Perdue interview is up there right now. The whole Sonny Perdue interview, which we started last hour with as well. If you want to check that out. I was reading a comment from a listener, Kenny, who said, who gives a speech like Hillary Clinton's speech? I mean, who gives a speech like that? That's not a motivational speech. I mean, people pay a lot of money for people like Hillary Clinton to go and give a speech. It's supposed to be, you know, motivational. He's talking about he just left some conference and he had two great, you know, speakers talk about how they started with really nothing and built it into something, and you're motivated by that. This is like an excuse fest. It's unreal. And like I say, I have 5 minutes to process that, and then something else happens. You know, Donald Trump's down calling out Jerry Brown in California and talking to North Dakotans about building a wall, and I'm telling you, it's just boom, boom, boom. There's so much going on. It's unbelievable. But we are blessed to be where we are. And that's because of the people. And that is the fine audience that makes up what's on your mind. Just love what I do. Love what I get to do every single day, talking to North Dakotans, because no matter what comes, no matter what boom, boom, boom there is, your take on it, your response to it is just a cut above, just rises above. So just a nice way of you know, starting every day knowing that's what's coming. I love it. So thank you. Appreciate you all very much. Glad you're here. What's on your mind continues. Congressman Kevin Cramer back for a full hour, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Our first opportunity to catch up with him since he was unable to join us the last couple of weeks for the reason of being at his son's bedside, along with his wife, Chris, and all of the Cramer family. We continue our thoughts and prayers for Ike, and welcome back Congressman Cramer to the program. Congressman, nice to have you back. How are you?
It's nice to be back. Thank you, Scott.
And you're back in Congress as well for the first time in a while, right?
I am, although it's interesting. I'm back after a couple of weeks off, but I didn't really miss a whole lot, it doesn't appear, because this is the week of action. And frankly, last week was interesting. 2 weeks ago, you might recall that we ended up with basically a one day of session, and that's when Isaac went into the hospital just prior to that, and so I stayed home rather than going to Congress. And then on Monday of last week, I was I was on my way, getting dressed, getting ready to get on the airplane when the snowstorm was going on, and all the flights were canceled out of Bismarck. So I stayed home a day, and that turned into quite a big day, to say the least, for us personally, because the next day Ike was transported to Mayo Clinic, and I went on the transport plane, the Sanford transport, and with him, and stayed with him throughout the week at Rochester, and came back here on Sunday night.
Well, as you, I'm sure, feel, this audience considers you family. You're here every week for an hour. You're a part of their lives and answering their questions, and obviously going a cut above what most members of Congress are able to do, and that's why you've been recognized for that achievement in Congress, as well as having more town halls than anybody in Congress. But, this is something that I don't want to ask you to say anything more than you want to say. You've got a son in the hospital, but I also know that we have a prayerful audience, and that they certainly are willing to pray with specificity, which I always find, does some good. So what do you want to share with the audience?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Scott, to you personally, of course, and to the entire audience, because I don't know if they consider me family, but I consider them family, as I do the entire state of North Dakota and people from around the country. So first of all, thank you. I mean, I can't thank you enough. And we have felt, when I say we, I mean my whole family and I, have felt the power of that prayer that's been sent up on our behalf by people of lots of faiths, praying to a sovereign God who we believe heals. And it's just been remarkable. We've felt that from around the country, the outreach and the pouring of affection is has been really quite remarkable. So thank you for that. The other thing I would say is with regard to Isaac, I mean, we've come a long way and we've got a long way to go. Isaac is the reason I couch some of my comments about Isaac is out of respect for him. He's a 35-year-old, obviously an adult man, and his testimony is his own, but Ike's a lot like me, actually. He tends to be very transparent and says what's on his heart and his mind. So Isaac was, throughout the first week, while he was in Bismarck at Sanford Health, where he got very good care, you know, he was heavily sedated. He was on a breathing tube. He was taking dialysis. His kidneys were failing. His liver was failing. So he had help breathing, obviously, but he also had a lot of other things to stabilize him. But by the time Monday rolled around of last week, when the snowstorm hit, he was still heavily sedated. Although they were bringing him out of sedation, he was still receiving dialysis and had a breathing tube in. But he was stabilizing. His blood pressure was good. His heart rate was good. He was, like I said, starting to come out of sedation, although very confused, not really responding to direct commands very well. And so, you know, we just kept praying, and as did you. And by Tuesday, he was stable enough that the opportunity to transport him to Mayo became a reality. And the reason for Mayo is because, of course, they have a liver transplant program there, and they know Ike pretty well there. He's been there a lot. And so, you know, when the weather cleared, the plane took off, and it was about that quickly that it happened. It was amazing. And I got on it with him and went to Mayo. And throughout the course of last week, then, when it got to already by Wednesday, they were starting to, what they call extubate, talking about extubating and removing that breathing tube. And that freed up everything, and including his mind, by the way. Once he was able to get a lot of those toxins out and the sedation wore off, you know, he was able to talk to us, and he does that quite freely now, as well as breathing on his own, maybe a little oxygen support every now and then, but by and large, he breathes on his own, and standing now, doing physical therapy, shaving himself and feeding himself. It's all very rewarding. I say all that because I do have a prayer request, and you mentioned specificity. Isaac has a failing liver, and he needs prayer for that liver. That we all know we cannot live without a liver. He's very sick, and being evaluated for transplant, but right now he's not a great candidate for transplant. So we need him to be healthier. So thank you, Scott, for asking. Thanks to everybody for their concern. Thank you for honoring Ike's privacy while also caring about him. And I'm happy to share with just among us family members here on the radio that much detail about what's going on. But just really, really grateful by the outpouring of love and support.
How are you and Chris, knowing you've made a decision at the request of a lot of North Dakotans and a guy who happens to be president, to be a candidate for a race that now is being called the number one focus for Republicans nationwide for a pickup based on the polling of this race? I mean, that's enormous pressure all in of itself, and then you have a son fighting for his life. How has that been for you?
Yeah, well, we have been regularly admonished and warned to take care of ourselves. And boy, is that important, because you can't be much of a caregiver if you're not healthy yourself. And by healthy, I mean emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. So we've heeded that advice. But I would say this, Scott, you know, just as I said earlier, that the outpouring of support and affection has been remarkable, so is the outpouring of help and the we couldn't begin to take a 1% of the assistance that people have offered us in terms of, you know, whether it's food or rides or whatever it is. There's just all kinds of things that people are offering to do. So we've leaned on other people to help us, and we've appreciated that. But what has also happened, Scott, is that amazing grace that comes over you in a time of crisis. When your faith is exercised, it's not so much the outcome on man's time that determines whether God's paying attention. It's all of the blessings that surround even crisis. And that comes in the form of friends and family and certainly our church community at New Song that have been so wonderful in Bismarck. And there's, so there's been a grace about it, a peace about it. And so while we've you know, quadrupled the, if you will, the load on our, the burden, if you will, on our shoulders, between our decision to run for the Senate and our, in our care for our son, it's almost like the burden has been shared by so many people as to be less of a burden, if that makes sense. Now, there's a lot of work to do, don't get me wrong, and we're not shirking that responsibility. We have to go on, you know, living and serving and doing the things we do. But I also appreciate the understanding of so many people, that this is, in fact, an extra calling on our hearts and of our time. But all in all, in many respects, Scott, as I look back on it and as I look forward, I do it with great confidence because it's been a blessing in many ways.
Phenomenal. Really phenomenal. Well, folks, join me in praying for Kevin Chris, and certainly with Reich, specifically, as you say, for that liver to heal as well. And just double down, because this is a miracle in the making. And certainly to get as far as they have, but there's more to go. So it's a miracle in the making. Miracles have happened. Let's make a bigger one. More with Congressman Kramer. Ryan and Sterling, your first up when we come back on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel. CJ is on the line right now to tell us what's on his mind. And I'll bet it's that great March special that he has going. Would that be right, CJ?
Yeah, that is for sure. I'm definitely getting calls on that, you know. So, of course, if anybody out there, you know, still needs to get it in, what it is, it's 10% off all major service. So, you know, yesterday I picked up a couple more head gasket jobs. And one of these things, you know, whether you're dealing with injector issues, turbo issues, head gaskets, whether it's your big truck, you know, your semi, you got a tractor, or even your pickup truck, definitely give me a call. You know, and also with your semis or even pickup trucks, if you're having problems with your emissions equipment on them, definitely give me a call. I got solutions for them, you know, something that will not only take care of the emissions but also increase your fuel economy. So, you know, it's one of those things. Definitely call me. My number is 258-5011 at the office here. Or you can call me on my cell at 210-0888, or you can also look me up on the web at dakdiesel.com.
Sounds great. dakdiesel.com, or give them a call. Thank you, CJ. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks, Scott. Bye.
All right, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer, and Ryan in Sterling has a question for you, Congressman. Go ahead, Ryan. You're next.
Hi, Mr. Cramer.
Hi, Ryan.
My question is in regards to VA, VA health care, in particular the VA choice program.
Yes.
It's not really a choice. Mm-hmm. Like it says, it's basically a catch-all for non-VA care that they can't give in the facility in a timely manner.
Right. So, first of all, thank you, and I presume you are a veteran, and I appreciate, first of all, your service. And so the VA choice, you might recall when it first passed, it's very specific to rural. It's, you know, there's the 40-mile, remember the whole 40-mile rule where if you're outside of 40 miles from a, you know, from the facility, or you're inside of 40 miles of a CBOC, you know, you could use another facility, and it was very clumsy. It didn't give the default, if you will, to the veteran. It created a third party that had to certify it, and it's got this go-between the veteran and the VA. That got fixed to a certain degree, Ryan, but there's still a lot more to do. I mean, I get, and if people in Congress, by the way, are of a multiple minds on this, but I get the idea that we want a strong VA system, and we do. We want the VA health centers to be as good as they can be. They have some very specific technical expertise that other hospitals may or may not have. But when it comes to rural North Dakota in particular, or rural America in particular, where distance is such a big factor, I just don't see why we can't just give you the choice, and the reimbursement would be guaranteed. And the reimbursement ought to be more like a Medicare reimbursement, not this multiple layers of bureaucracy. So that's what I keep working on here. But again, there are some people that, first of all, want to defend the bureaucracy at all costs. In many parts of the country, the union is very powerful. That is, by the way, not a problem in North Dakota. Our VA hospital personnel and CBOC personnel are great. But it's still a long ways between the patient, the veteran, and the facilities in many cases. And we also, at the same time, Ryan, we have 36 critical access hospitals in North Dakota that could use another patient or two or five or 10 or 20, you know. And we can do a lot better. And so we continue to work on legislation to make choice truly a choice and not just another clumsy process.
Thanks for the call, Ryan. Welcome others here at 800-228-0550. Going to keep rolling because we have a bunch of calls stacking up here. There are reports that the VA secretary is going to be out because of a number of issues. He was a holdover, promoted to that position, but obviously from the VA in the previous administration. And Rick Perry would be put in there. Have you heard that? Would that be a good slot?
Oh, have I heard it? My phone, I've been hearing from the energy media a lot about the topic, including that, wondering if I'd be interested in, you know, Secretary of Energy again if Rick Perry moved on. I haven't responded to any of them because, I've got this other gig I'm going for. But I have heard a lot about that.
We should remind people that you are
inevitable, frankly. but not the Rick Perry part of it, but the VA secretary may be going next. I think he gets blamed for some things that are outside of his control, quite honestly. But Donald Trump is a change agent, and he wants change agents to shake up some of these agencies, including and particularly probably the VA. And I think he's probably feeling like it's not happening fast enough.
Because I kind of like beating the national media to stories, and they're trying to pester you and you haven't had a chance to return their calls, we can just do this here. You were a finalist, you were the runner-up, really, by some accounts, to that energy secretary post by President Trump. I've heard reports that he didn't select you because of this race, right? And it might have some truth to it, given how hard he tried to recruit you into the race. You said no, and North Dakotans said yes, and he said please, and you said okay. But was that something you would rule out, or you're no longer interested in being Secretary of Energy?
Well, I am so laser focused right now on running a successful campaign for the United States Senate, and of course, at the same time serving as North Dakota's lone House member for the next 7.5 months, or really, in terms of the job, the next nearly 10 months. So I just couldn't begin to think about that possibility right now, and wouldn't.
Dustin and Driscoll for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Dustin, your question?
Had a question about health care. I was listening to your story, and it's kind of similar to mine and a lot of other people with the breathing tubes and having your loved ones in the hospital. So two things, and then that's all I got, is one is, reciprocity for medical marijuana. 216,000 people in the state voted, and I think that not one out of the three people in Washington are representing us on that. And then two is, you have the advantage of being a congressman, so you have really good health care. And then I guess I don't know if I want to call it an advantage, but my son was disabled at 20 because he was born 27 weeks, so he got Medicaid. There's many people falling through the cracks, and I think we need a Medicaid buy-in option for everybody so that we can fund a program that's constantly attacked. And that's all I got, and I want, what's your take on that?
I appreciate it. I was struggling a little bit to hear on some of the, on the medical marijuana arena. They say reciprocity. I assume that means across state lines. I think that's a state-by-state issue. I've always been a pretty strong supporter of the use of medical marijuana. I've supported it certainly in the testing phases with the VA. As a matter of fact, that's where probably I've been the most supportive. With regard to my son and healthcare, one of the things that has become abundantly clear to me, especially in Mayo, is that, again, we have the best healthcare system in the world because we have a market system, because we have a competitive free market system. But that's very expensive. And Isaac, fortunately, has had the opportunity to have to have had good insurance with all of his struggles and trials, and I think most people understand.
Congressman Cramer, unfortunately, we got to break this. We'll have to finish this part two on the other side. And Jim and Minot, you're on deck.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
What happens if no one's fighting for traditional pro-life and pro-family values? The team at Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota won't let that happen. They defend and preserve pro-life and pro-family biblical values every day, representing you and your principles at the state legislature and alerting you to key issues that affect the family in North Dakota. Join Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota at its annual dessert banquet Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call for tickets 701-219-0948.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Somebody said that the Farm Bureau trivia questions weren't tough enough. So when you lay it on there like, all right, then fine. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make it a little tougher. North Dakota Farm Bureau has given us some ag trivia questions. And guess what? Schweitzer's Meats, $75 in meat, a gift certificate if you answer this question correctly via text. You got to text me. First correct text answer to my phone, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 wins $75 in free meats from the Burley County Farm Bureau. In North America, there are three major sheep breeds which have black faces and black legs. Name all three of these breeds. In North America, there are three major sheep breeds. Black faces, black legs. That's so cute. Can you name one of them? No, name three of them. Name all three of them. I'm not doing one. I'm making this tough. A lot of you are calling my phone. You can't do that. Text 367-2054, 367-2054. Okay, we're back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. And we have two segments to go. This one's, long. Next one's short. So questions, comments, get them in. Once I get the trivia question answered, I'll get back to your text questions. In the meantime, your calls are welcome at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Okay, for Dustin, you were answering the question about, healthcare and your yep. views on healthcare and what is offered and the kind of healthcare you have versus what he has for his son. Anything in your walk with this situation with your son
yeah.
that has changed your opinion, I think is what he's getting at.
You're right. And when I'm at Mayo Clinic, and frankly, when I'm at Sanford, and when you look at that spectacular facility Sanford's building in Fargo, the chance or the opportunity that it could be a top-tier trauma center, the bottom line is it costs a lot of money to do that. And every time I think of Mayo Clinic or whenever I look at people, the suggestion that we have a single-payer healthcare system, I think about all the countries that don't have a Mayo Clinic or, Cancer Centers of America or many of the other research institutions and where the best doctors in the world come to us. And I think we cannot compromise that excellence with a socialized medical program, because that's socialism gravitates to the least common denominator. So how do you balance all that with the, with need? And I think, you know, Dustin talked about a Medicaid buy-in program. I think the Graham-Cassidy bill that failed by one vote in the United States Senate was the absolute simplest and most profound in its simplicity plan that I've seen in healthcare yet. It is simply a block grant program. We already know that through Medicaid that states spend that states run the program, manage the program for the federal government with a lot of strings attached. You cut the strings and send the money to states, and states can fashion those programs for whether it's the elderly population or a disabled population, maybe they have a population that has a large occurrence of, disproportionate occurrence of diabetes. Fashion it for your population, with maximum flexibility and maximum dollars that are appropriate. And I think you can continue to have the world-class healthcare system that we have in this country while also providing access to that. And that's why I thought Graham-Cassidy, after all the years of complex...
Let's get back to it. I agree. Yeah. Give it to the states. That's the laboratories. That's what the founding fathers said. You know, that's where democracy's built. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Let's bring that one back. Jim and Minot for Congressman Kramer. You're next. Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Did you say Jim?
Hi, Jim.
I did say Jim. Yep, we got you.
Okay. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Jim.
I've got a question on the new tax plan.
Okay.
Under close to what our current numbers are, say little over 26,000 itemized deduction, $8,100 personal exemption gives us over 34,000 in deduction from taxable income.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, our itemized will go down a bit, so we'll have to use the new higher standard, which is probably going to be 25.3 for us.
Something like that, yeah.
And that'll be increasing our taxable income almost $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the 3-point drop in the rate,
mm-hmm.
we're paying more. I thought this was supposed to be a tax cut for everyone.
Mm-hmm. So when you say 3-point drop in the rate, you've looked at the tables and you know what your rate would be?
Yeah, it's 15 down to 12.
Down to 12. And you obviously don't have children?
No, it's just two of us.
How about, now you know that we maintained, of course, some of the other deductions, but you're saying you wouldn't use those deductions, whether it's home mortgage, which we've maintained. We've increased a little bit on the charity side, the charitable deduction side. We've increased that allowance. What I'd have to do, Jim, is I'd have to go through it, frankly, very specifically, but I will tell you that Ryan Rauschenberger, our state tax commissioner, challenged his staff to come up with a scenario whereby somebody would actually not pay less or would maybe even pay more. They were not able to come up with that. So I'd have to see exactly. So first of all, you said $8,100. I suppose, so you and your spouse are each personal exemptions currently. Is that
correct?
I'm understanding.
Here's what I'll do for you,
but
Jim.
Jim, your deduction, you said you did itemized deductions plus the exemption.
Here's what I'm going to do. You just told me about that challenge, I'm going to take Jim's number, Manny, if you'd get his number, and we'll invite Ryan Reisberger to come on so we can kind of go through this in a little more detail and find out, Jim, too, what Kevin's talking about. So happy to do that.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the amount of calls, emails, comments we're getting on this is there's an overwhelming amount of optimism about this because of the extra dollars that are coming back. I just saw my tax man the other day, and he said, well, you're going to have to give me a check this year, but next year you wouldn't,
yeah.
you know, under this
yeah.
plan. So it was like $4,500 swing. You know, so, and I went, oh my gosh, you know, so it's real. It's there and showing up in withholding. But Jim, give Manny your info there if you would. Texture says, I saw Congressman Kramer on Stuart Varney this morning on Fox. He did great. I have the clip here. I'm going to play this and I want to have you share a little bit more about
sure.
this.
North Dakota Congressman Kevin Kramer is with us and he is running for the Senate against Democrat Heidi Heitkamp. Would you want President Trump to go to your state and deliver a similar rousing Trump unleashed speech like he did in Pennsylvania on Saturday night?
Well, thank you, Stuart, for the question, because frankly, I would welcome him to come to North Dakota, give a speech like that, and several of them if he's willing. The only thing better than that would be if Hillary Clinton would come and campaign for Senator Heitkamp. That would be a real winner for me.
Well, that's sarcasm, so you know it.
That's priceless.
I mean, you're with Trump. That's how you're setting yourself out. You're with him both the policy, the man, and the policy. You're with him all down the line, are you?
Well, I'm with the man and I'm with the leader. I supported him early. I was one of those handful of members of Congress that supported him before it was cool. And I still support him. You know, I'm not 100% on every policy. I have some concerns about tariffs, at least widely cast tariffs. But I support his regulatory rollback in a big way, as do the vast majority of North Dakotans. I support tax cuts, as do a vast majority of North Dakotans. I support rolling back money for sanctuary cities, as do the vast majority of North Dakotans, and most of his other policies, including building a wall.
The president did campaign for the Republican candidate in Pennsylvania, campaigned hard, both the vice president and his son. It didn't work. Does that make you worry a little?
Well, I don't know that it didn't work, Stuart, because you had two candidates in Pennsylvania running away from Nancy Pelosi, running toward the Trump agenda, embracing the Trump agenda, and it seems to me that the Trump agenda got about 99% of the vote in Pennsylvania, so I'm not so sure it didn't work. The other thing we don't know is that how close was the race prior to the president going to Pennsylvania. But there are a lot of things besides the president in these races, it's particularly House races, because they're very localized, and this one became very localized. It was not a national race. But I do think that we as Republicans, we certainly can't take it lightly, but we shouldn't panic either. I think the lesson is run on what we've done, particularly in the economic realm, tax cuts and regulatory rollback. That's a winning message, and it's an accomplishment that the Republicans should take credit for.
All right, Congressman, thanks very much for joining us this morning. We will follow your progress throughout the rest of the year. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Stuart. Always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
That line on Hillary Clinton campaigning for Heidi Heitkamp might be the line of the year.
Well, what I appreciate is that Stuart called it sarcasm. It was dead serious. It would be the best thing in the world for me.
Yeah, but I thought he's got this race. So on his screen, I'm watching it. It said, in fact, I noticed two things that I'll tell you about. One said, news alert, Pennsylvania House race, too close to call. And he's got him losing, number one. And by the way, the guy was down 8 points a week ago, and the president comes in, gives that speech, and it's a dead heat.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, everything the national media is saying about that race is wrong. But I also noticed, by the way, oil just broke 60.
Well, let's keep going.
That's a nice number. Right. Or am I saying, well, it's been at 60, though. It's been at 60, right?
Yeah, yes.
It's been, okay, yeah. Never mind. That was a senior moment. I thought it hit, it was 60 point and some change. I'm like, gosh, it's over to 70, but it's not 70. There's a 6 there, so yeah. Forget all that. Okay, Brian and Bismarck, ask Congressman Kramer what he thinks about Hillary Clinton. I assume he means her comments overseas. I have a part of them. I'll play for you here, and then I want your reaction.
What happened in my election is I was on the way to winning white women until former director of the FBI, Jim Comey, dropped that very ill-advised letter on October the 28th, and my numbers just went down. And I heard a lot of anecdotal evidence about this. People have written about it. All of a sudden, you know, white women who were going to vote for me and frankly standing up to the men in their lives and the men in their workplaces were being told, she's going to jail. You know, you don't want to vote for her.
Okay.
You know,
it'd
be terrible. You can't vote for that.
Is that how it works in your house? So you say, Chris, no, here's how you're going to vote?
Listen, I will confess it here. I did to the president. Chris was for Donald Trump before I was for Donald Trump. But my wife is a very strong conservative, both stronger and more conservative than I am. Chris's mother is a very strong conservative and strong woman. My mother's a strong woman. Our grandmothers were strong women. My grandmother and my grandfather milked 4 cows each every morning and every evening. I don't know this notion somehow that, it's Hillary Clinton. What can I tell you? Identity politics is what they do. Blaming other people is what they do for years. For years, of course, Barack Obama blamed George Bush for his problems. Now Hillary Clinton has to blame, evidently, white women and their
overbearing husbands for her problems, and the problem is they never look in the mirror.
Does she speak for Heidi Heitkamp, Max Schneider,
let's put it this way. Every time Donald Trump says something that people think are a little crazy, someone from the Fargo Forum calls me and asks me what I think about it. Do I support it? I'm waiting for them to call and ask ask Senator Heitkamp what she thinks about Hillary Clinton.
No kidding. All right, the final segment when we come back. Tom from Bismarck, you're first up, and we'll have a trivia winner, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, with Vince Webker, the owner. Vince, you have a big hot tub financing event going on right now. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's for the rest of March here. It's a national campaign hot tub financing event. 60 months, no interest financing, which means you can get into a hot spring spa, a saltwater hot tub from Ace Saltwater, for less than a cup of coffee a day. And if you got a family of six, you could really break it down to that's less than a dollar a day for the ultimate in wellness.
Hot tubs, patio furniture. By the way, the best patio furniture on earth. Commercial grade, Tropitone, this stuff is fantastic. Foosball, shuffleboard, pool tables, the game tables are great. Saunas are big right now. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Use the promo code ACE to save up to $2,800. Just tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Kramer Spix on the side bus. I think you'll see the ARC fix adjusted and dealt with in the Farm Bill globally. That's probably the better opportunity to get it passed than a standalone legislation. But again, Representative Kramer's initiative in that is the way those kind of issues get included in a farm bill. You can kind of look at the farm bill as an omnibus bill that includes a lot of the things that the members of Congress have heard from their constituents that need to be addressed. These are those little areas outside the major policy issues that ought to be addressed. So we're very aware of the ARC disparities, and I think you'll see that fixed in the farm bill.
All right, I want to add one other thing. This is Sonny Perdue, the U.S. Ag Secretary, who was here on Friday, obviously, with Congressman Kramer, Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp, Governor Burgum. He also was on with us earlier, and I asked him specifically about this ag risk coverage proposal that you have. He obviously likes it. I also asked him about some comment. There seemed to be a little back and forth between Senator Heitkamp, Senator Hoeven, and yourself about what was the best idea here. And he weighed in and said, well, we just got to have objective data. So I asked him about that, too.
I think, again, that's what I'm really talking about. We can deal, when you talk about facts, I mean, we can argue opinions all day long, but we have to deal with facts. And that's why I say anecdotes and rumors are one thing, and we have perceptions, and sometimes perceptions, but reality. But we can only, we can't correct the rumors, and we can't correct the innuendos, but we can hopefully deal and correct the facts. So that's what we want, clean data over different issues that affect our lives and how they do that. That's when we can go with real influence and power to the policymakers or our regulatory environment and say this needs to be changed.
Your reaction is Secretary Perdue.
Well, I'm glad to have heard all of this. We did have a little exchange during the news conference on this topic, and I knew what he was talking about, but what he's getting at is with the ARC or ARC, the Agricultural Risk Coverage, that has not worked well in a lot of places, particularly in North Dakota. It's because of the lack of good data. The last administration chose what's called NAS, National Ag Statistics, I think, Service Data, and it requires farmers to fill out yet another survey, whereas RMA, Risk Management Agency, which covers the price loss coverage program, that's the more traditional crop insurance data that already exists, and it's very transparent. My bill, which is now going to be part of the House Farm Bill, simply states in the absence of NAS, use RMA wherever RMA is prevalent, and that's all of the North Dakota counties. I think what Senator Heitkamp was getting at, and Senator Hoeven to some degree, is that I think they have some language over in the Senate side. I don't know that it's going to get in the bill, but at least in a bill that gives more authority to county boards and state boards. And I think what the Secretary is getting at is if you break up the country into counties for the purposes of determining the outlay of a claim, you're creating advocacy at every level as opposed to objective data. We can fix this whole problem with objective data. That's the only thing that's missing. And insurance requires good actuarial data, right? It requires large pools with very clear rules. And if you have clear rules and clear data, and that's all that I'm trying to do is trying to fix it. Also, I think he spoke to, at least somewhat subtly, to the reality of what you can pass. And I've been able to get both the Republicans and the Democrats, Democratic leadership on the committee to agree to this. In fact, Colin Peterson is one of the co-sponsors of my original bill, the ARC Fix bill, along with other Democrats. Well, Kristi Noem, a Republican from South Dakota, but Dave Lobsack, Democrat from Iowa, is on that bill. That's how you're able to get something into the base bill, is by getting people on all sides to agree to it. And so the art of the possible is politics, and I feel pretty good about our fix. Now, if we can get more done, great. But the administration at the USDA has a fair bit of authority already to fix some of these things. We just want to fix it so it's permanent rather than relying on the next president's pick for ag secretary to make the right decisions.
Tom in Bismarck, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. Tom,
hey, Tom,
are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Thank you. A question for Congress. I'm not absolutely sure if it's a question. It's more of a comment. Congressman, I should preface it by saying I am not one of your political supporters.
Okay.
I have serious opposition to numerous of your positions. However, with that said, I am a Democrat, and I am in opposition with nearly all of their positions today, so I'm kind of out there alone on what you just had on a little bit ago with ex excerpt of a speech from Hillary Clinton. That's what's wrong with the Democratic Party. And in North Dakota, you won't hardly find anybody in the rank and file that would support that kind of nonsense. But when you run a system from the top down, that's what you get. My commentary here is more on something that maybe a little more sensitive, but it's your family situation.
Sure.
And your son, and we are, you know, concerned and supportive, but I think it's an opportunity. Your son is suffering from an illness that he didn't choose,
mm-hmm.
and it's still stigmatized to such a degree in society, it makes it difficult. Mm-hmm. And anything that can be done to minimize that would be of great benefit. I share something with your son. I've had a liver transplant at University of Minnesota.
Hmm.
It was from an illness they call NASH syndrome, which is yes. non-alcoholic steatohepatitis.
Hey, I hate to do this because but the clock is going to tell us we're done. Tom, can you do me a big favor? I would like to connect you up with Congressman Kramer next week on the Talk Radio Town Hall so we can let you finish your story as a beginning.
That would be just great. Good,
yeah,
great. I appreciate the opportunity, and we wish...
Just hang on a second. Don't go anywhere, Tom, so Manny can get your number, okay? Congressman Kramer, thank you. We'll keep praying, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.